is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. President-elect's controversial pick for defense secretary has just arrived on Capitol Hill, where a Senate confirmation hearing is set to begin in half an hour. Correspondent Allison Keyes is in Washington.
Former Fox News host Pete Hegseth has been dogged by allegations of sexual misconduct, which he denies. Senate Majority Leader John Thune tells CBS's Face the Nation he thinks
most of our Republican senators are inclined to give the president the people that he wants in these positions.
But Democratic Illinois Senator Tammy Duckworth says Hegseth has less experience than most Applebee's managers.
The president-elect is calling special counsel Jack Smith, quote, deranged after the Justice Department released part of Smith's report on his investigation into alleged interference by Mr. Trump with the 2020 election results. CBS's Katrina Kaufman.
One thing that stands out is just his confidence that had they gone to trial with this case, that Trump would have been convicted. And we have to remember that is on top of his other conviction in his New York criminal trial, where he was just sentenced and made a convicted felon.
Growing signs a ceasefire deal in Gaza could finally be near. Correspondent Cammie McCormick reports it would be a relief to the current and incoming U.S. presidents.
It could be the closest negotiators have come yet to reaching a deal. Both President Biden and President-elect Trump have been applying pressure. In Doha, Foreign Ministry spokesman Majed al-Ansari.
We especially appreciate the roles of both the Biden administration and the incoming Trump administration in the talks in the past couple of weeks. They have been involved fully in the talks to make sure that the deal happens.
The White House says the plan is based on that laid out by the president last spring. Trump has said all hell would break loose in the Middle East if there's no deal by his inauguration.
In Southern California, a new wildfire broke out overnight in Ventura County. Today's forecast for the region calls for wind gusts of up to 70 miles an hour, which could slow progress for firefighting crews on the ground and in the air. CBS's Rob Marciano spoke to Lieutenant Colonel Laura Jeffrey with the Wyoming National Guard.
When the winds get to a point where you can't fly and fight this fire, how frustrating is that for you?
It is very frustrating, but we'll sit on alert waiting for some type of break, and then we'll try again.
Ultra-processed foods have been linked to everything from obesity to diabetes and heart disease. CBS's Michael George says now there's a way to detect the culprits.
A team at Mass General Brigham has created a database that gives foods a score of how processed they are. It's called GroceryDB and is available online.
S&P futures are up 30. Dow futures ahead, 156. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. It won't be a joke April 1st when Racine Unified asks for $190 million. Last night, the RUSD board voted to move ahead with a referendum on the April ballot. They're looking to raise taxes to pay for a $190 million referendum for teacher retention and to enhance school safety. There's more about the plan at WRJN.com. Forecasters say by Friday it'll be 40. However, that doesn't help us now. The area is currently seeing sub-zero wind chills with warming centers available in both Racine and Kenosha. If you need assistance, you can call 211. The latest is coming up in the forecast. And residents in Racine and Kenosha are expressing frustration about snow-covered neighborhood roads. The lasting impact is due to extreme cold and limited snow removal budgets. Officials are trying to explain that only major roads are clear to bare pavement. Warmer temperatures will assist in the melting later this week. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
A milestone for the Badgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, after a string of conference wins, Wisconsin is back in the nation's top 25, ranked 24th this week. The Badgers host Ohio State tonight in Madison, and if they win, it'll be Greg Gard's 200th career win as head coach. Gard has helped players improve their game, like forward Stephen Crowell.
Steve is best when he's aggressive. And I think the last four games, we've tweaked how we sub him in and out a little bit. I think it's helped him, but he knows an aggressive Steve is the best Steve.
NBA, the Bucks are in action tonight at Fiserv Forum. They host the Sacramento Kings. NFL, Packers players cleaning out their lockers now that the season is over after losing to the Eagles Sunday night. The Bears have requested to interview Packers offensive coordinator Adam Stenovich for their head coaching job. They also plan to meet with Mike McCarthy, who was not renewed by the Dallas Cowboys. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is cold out there again this morning with a wind chill hovering between minus 10 and minus 15. And we're going to keep that wind chill hovering either side of zero for a good chunk of the day. Sunshine, actual high 16 today, clear tonight, 4 above tomorrow. Sunny with a high of 22. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 6.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. Good morning. Dan Marcus here to guide you through your Tuesday. No matter what you got going, we got the tunes to get you through it. In style, WRJN.
It's all right. to the County Line Road. Local news and timeless hits.
Heart.
local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Everybody plays a fool. Main Ingredient with Dan Marcus reminding you that the Badgers back in action tonight. And it's a big game, another Big Ten conference game against Ohio State in Madison at Kohl Center. And, of course, you're going to hear the entire game on WRJN. Starts tonight at 7. Be here. Enjoy the Badgers. Good luck and go Bucky. WRJN.
Fountain Hills Apartment in Racine has an incredibly rare opening of a one-bedroom apartment with a special extended 15-month lease. Fountain Hills in Mount Pleasant was named number one for senior living by senioradvisor.com. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Fountain Hills' top priority is safety with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. Grab this rare one-bedroom apartment today at fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
Hunting for the best pizza in Racine? Look no further than Ferraro's, where pizza's been their passion for more than 50 years. Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, calzones, and when the weather gets cold, Ferraro's heats things up. They have all your lunch and dinner cravings covered. Check out Ferraro's assortment of frozen pizzas, perfect for a quick meal, a special occasion, or a tasty solution for your group's next fundraiser. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
Presenting Again Fling's Love Story. Dear love of my life, we were on the 12B bus this morning when I caught a whiff. A scent so fresh, so life-changing, I had to find its source. Alas, I didn't know if you were the woman in the pink freshly washed cardigan or the retired mailman next to me, but I knew one of you was my soulmate. Ah, the scent of Gain Flings. Try Gain Flings with OxyBoost and Febreze.
With local news and now timeless hits, WRJN is all you need to keep up to date on news from Racine, Wisconsin and around the world. With Stuart J. Waddles in the Radio Park Newsroom and the statewide resources of the Civic Media Network and CBS, our commitment to keeping you informed is as strong as ever. For 98 years, Racine's source for local news and news from around the world. WRJN.
Another sad day in life, and I ain't got nobody. I got some money, cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had someone to talk to. I'm in an awful way. Dig this. I got in town a month ago. I seen a lot of girls since then. If I could meet them, I could get them. But as yet I haven't met them. That's why I'm in the shape I'm in. A stranger's image to a cat named Frankenstein. Here another Saturday night, and I ain't got nobody. I got some money, cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had some chick to talk to. I'm in an awful way, yeah. It is another weekend, I ain't got nobody. Man, if if I was back home, I'd be swinging. Two chicks on my arm. Oh, yeah. Listen to me, huh? It's hard on a fella when he don't know his way around. If I don't find me a honey to help me spend my money, I'm gonna have to blow this down. Here it's another Saturday night, and I ain't got nobody. I got some money, cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had some chick to talk to. I'm in an awful. Everybody sang another Saturday night, and I ain't got nobody. I got some money, cause I just got paid.
The great Sam Cooke, another Saturday night. Covered by Cat Stevens years later. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN, and a Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget today that was performed on Batman the TV series.
Hot August night, and the leaves hanging down, and the grass on the ground smelling sweet. Outside of town, and the sound of that good gospel beat. Sits a ragged tent where there ain't no trees, and that gospel. Still, and when you'd almost bet you could hear yourself sweat, he walks in. Eyes black as coal, and when he lifts his face, every ear in the place is on him. Starting soft and slow. Take my hand in yours, walk with me this day. In my heart I know I will never stray.
Let it shine for you.
local news and timeless hits. WRJN. Herman's Hermits featuring Peter Noon and the Association coming to the area, and you can win tickets. Keep listening for How and When from WRJN. But now, a news update from Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The referendum notice from Racine Unified says more money is needed because state funding fell. There is also the matter of declining enrollment. The Racine Unified School Board last night approved a $190 million referendum for the April 1st ballot. The district says they're aiming to address funding shortfalls and to maintain educational quality. If passed, the five-year referendum would prevent program cuts, support teacher retention, and enhance school safety and security. It would add about $70 in taxes on a home valued at $200,000. It'll be 40 by Friday. However, for now, it's sub-zero wind chills and warnings about frostbite. Warming centers are still running in area community centers, libraries, and some businesses. To find the closest to you, call 211. Below-zero wind chills will hang around through tomorrow with a turn Thursday. We'll have the latest coming up in the forecast. And Mount Pleasant is trying to be a good neighbor in one respect. The Mount Pleasant Tourism Commission last year sent just over $92,000 to organizers of some of the biggest events in Racine County. Those benefiting include the Racine Zoo, Waterford Balloon Fest, and Salmonorama. The tourism folks say the effort was aimed at boosting visitor numbers and local economic growth. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
It is cold out there again this morning with a wind chill hovering between minus 10 and minus 15. And we're going to keep that wind chill hovering either side of zero for a good chunk of the day. Sunshine, actual high 16 today. Clear tonight, 4 above tomorrow. Sunny with a high of 22. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 6.
Understand me like I understand you. Now, baby, I know the difference between right and wrong. I ain't gonna do nothing to upset our happy home. Trust in me, like I trust in you. As long as we've been together, that should be so easy to do. If you don't know.
Pendergrass singing lead for Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes on the station with local news and timeless hits.
1, 2, 3.
WRJN.
1, 2, 3.
Down, and bless me around and then work.
News Timeless Hits, WRJN, with a Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget in minutes.
The beat goes on. The beat goes on. Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-da-da-da-dee. La-da-da-da-da. Charleston was once the rage, uh-huh. History has turned the page, uh-huh. The miniskirt, the current thing, uh-huh. Jeanne Buffer is our newborn king, uh-huh. And the beat goes on. Goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee. La da 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 da.
The grocery store, the supermarket. Uh-huh. To war. Electrically they keep a baseball score. And the beat goes on. The beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-da-da-da-dee. La-da-da-da-da.
Grandma's sitting chairs and reminisce.
Boys keep chasing girls to get a kiss.
The cars keep a going faster all the time. Goes on. The beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee. La da 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 da.
And the beat goes on.
Yes, the beat goes on.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Let's open up the vault for another Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget. This one from big hit makers, The Grassroots. They had something like 14 top 40 hits. Songs like Midnight Confessions, Two Divided by Love, Sha-la-la-la-la-la, Live for Today. Big hit makers. This next song, not one of their bigger hits, but deserves to be back on the radio, which is the whole point of the Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget series. This song from 1972 came out about the same time that the Winter Olympics in Tokyo were beginning, and Richard Nixon, as president, visited China. The song, Glory Bound, featured the Grassroots formula. Big rock beat, nice backing track, good arrangement. A Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget.
All the sun on the outside doesn't touch what I feel within. When I've got you beside me, I'm reaching out for the rainbows and you get to me and give me a feeling that's coming on. Stronger and stronger. Glory bound to that everlasting feeling. Glory bound, Lord, I never, never coming down. Oh, no. touch of your hand.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. A Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget, that one from the grassroots, Glory Bound. This afternoon at about 1:45-ish, another nugget, and this one was actually featured on the Batman TV series, sung by the henchman of one of Batman's archenemies. That's this afternoon, 1:45-ish on WRJN.
WRJN. other night. Everybody there was there. I said over and over and over again, this dance is gonna be a drag.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. Rock and Roll Hall of Famers, Dave Clark 5 and Simon and Garfunkel. This was from only their fifth and final studio album. Title track, Bridge Over Troubled Water on WRJN.
When you're weary, feeling small, are in your eyes, I will dry them all. I'm on your side. Oh, when times get rough and friends just can't.
WRJN.
Standing on a mountain looking down on a city. The way I feel is a doggone pity. Teardrops falling down a mountainside. Many times I've been here, many times I've cried. We used to be so happy when we were in love. High on a mountain of love. Night after night I've been standing here alone. Weeping my heart out till cold gray dawn. Praying that you're lonely and you come here too. Hoping just by chance that I get a glimpse of you. Trying hard to find you somewhere, love. High on a mountain of love. A mountain of love, a mountain of love. You should be ashamed. We used to be a mountain of love, but you just changed your name. Way down below there's a half a million people. Somewhere there's a church with a big tall steeple. Inside a church there's an altar filled with flowers. Wedding bells are ringing and they should have been ours. That's why I'm so lonely. Our dreams gone above. High on a mountain above. A half a million people. Somewhere there's a church with a big tall steeple. Inside a church there's an altar filled with flowers. Wedding bells are ringing that should have been ours. That's why I'm so lonely. Our dreams long above. High on a mountain 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 above.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Cheers and boos for President-elect Trump's controversial defense secretary pick, Pete Hegseth, as he entered the Senate chamber a half an hour ago for his confirmation hearing. Armed Services Committee Chair Roger Wicker.
Admittedly, this nomination is unconventional. The nominee is unconventional. Just like that New York developer who rode down the escalator in 2015 to announce his candidacy for president.
Ranking Democrat Jack Reed.
The totality of your own writings and alleged conduct would disqualify any service member from holding any leadership position in the military, much less being confirmed as the Secretary of Defense.
Just before the hearing began, that developer,